Welcome back to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle. We've been talking about insider secrets to buying boats. We've now kind of decided, guys, what we want. We know how much we want to pay. We've done our research. But how do we finance that boat?
Financing is a pretty broad subject. The best thing to do is to get your ask your broker who he recommends are the preferred marine lenders. There are a lot of lenders that specialize in marine loans. The marine lenders constantly give the brokers rates that are available. Essentially, nowadays in this depressed economy, you can get rates as low as 4.5%, up to 5%, but 4.5% seems to be about where it's at right now. Generally, the lenders are looking for 20% down, and they will amortize over 15 to 20 years. My personal recommendation is to put down 20%. And amortize over the least number of years that you possibly can so that you can get the principal down on the loan. If you're going to put a boat into charter, you need to know that the lenders do not recognize the charter income. When they do the due diligence on the loan, they will check and make sure that you can carry the loan without the charter income. If you're buying a charter yacht, then your financing resources are limited, so you need to talk to your charter broker about who should be approached. Generally, private loans are a lot easier to get than charter loans, so you need to get some advice from your broker and marine lender when making an application to put a boat into charter specifically.
All right, well, that's a good tip. Gary, well, how about you on financing?
Well, I highly recommend that you get pre-approved by a lender. It's free to do this, and marine loans have no points to qualify. They're all, just simple interest loans, no prepayment penalty. If you know that you're only going to keep the boat for 2 to 3 years, then you can keep your out-of-pocket expense surprisingly low if you amortize the loan out over the longest period possible, which I realize is the opposite of what Stephen is saying, but it all depends on your strategy as to how long you're going to keep the boat. One thing to remember is that lenders base their loan approval very heavily on the Beacon or FICO credit scores, and I would definitely go find out what my latest FICO scores are. There are a number of different websites where you can do this. Identityguard.com is a very good one. It's about $14 a month to monitor your credit scores. And lenders like to see the score in the 700s or higher. And they also look at your debt-to-income ratios. They want this to be below 35%. So you really need to know before you go looking at a bunch of boats what you can qualify for, because I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who said, yeah, I want to buy this boat. I've got $100,000 to put down. I think my budget's around $400,000. And then we go look at a whole bunch of boats only to find out, we got a little credit glitch there and we can't qualify for that amount. But we can get, say, half that amount. So it's best to pre-qualify yourself beforehand. Okay, so that's pretty much all I have there.
I have another little tip. In this market where we're having a lot of difficulty getting loans, I'm finding that buyers are using their, if they have equity in real estate, what they're doing is they're getting a real estate equity loan and they're buying the boat for that. The interest rates are really, really low when you do it this way. Another interesting way to do it is if you have investments, you can often get an investment-based loan where your investments actually act as the guarantee. So you can get a, you can get an investment-based loan, which gets you out of the agony of having to, you know, provide all sorts of personal information and personal finances. And, you know, the questions are just never-ending these days when it comes to these banks giving you a loan.
I just remembered something else. It has to do with your FICO scores that the lenders look at when you're getting pre-qualified for a loan. And what I found out is that whenever your credit card balances go above 50%, so in other words, if you have a credit line for $10,000 and if you owe more than $5,000 in that month, it negatively impacts your FICO scores dramatically. So what you want to do is when you look at your credit, if you see that any of your credit cards have more than 50% of the total credit line owed, be sure and pay them down. It takes about 3 weeks to 4 weeks to impact your scores, but your scores will shoot up again if you make sure that all of your credit cards are below that 50% level. Another thing that I'd like to talk about is marine lenders. You know, there's a lot of banks out there that say they're interested in yacht lending, and they really aren't. What they really are doing is they want to find that 1 in 100 golden borrower, you know, whose savings accounts they can also get. So, you know, a lot of these little banks that really aren't in the business will waste your time. You'll fill out dozens of forms only to be rejected if you don't have 110% perfect credit or if you don't have the big fat savings accounts that they want to get their hands on. Because, see, that's what they look at when they're evaluating your loan apps. So, but if you talk to the brokers, such as Stephen and myself, we know who is real, who really wants the loan money, and we can guide you to those lenders. Stephen, you have anything else?
Yeah. Another tip when it comes to your interest payments, you can deduct the interest on the loan as a second home deduction, a second home mortgage deduction, unless you already have the deduction with another home. The IRS says that a boat qualifies as a second home if it has cooking facilities and a toilet. This can include a porta potty and a Steno stove. So be sure to take that deduction.
I often get asked about seller financing when purchasing a yacht. And, you know, it just doesn't happen. You know, with boats and yachts, you can move them around. You can take them to Brazil if you want to. But with real estate, you can't. So, but it is possible in a very few, very rare cases to get some seller financing, and those are through the 501c3 charities. These are IRS-approved groups who help, like, disadvantaged children or whatever, and they take boats that are donated, and then they'll resell them, and they use the proceeds to fund their activities. But in generally, you need to put down about 40% of the value, and you will have payments stretched out over probably 3 to 5 years. It's a quicker payout than you would get under usual marine financing. So we can help you with that, but also remember that your choices of yachts are severely limited when you're looking at these seller financing boats. And most of these are boats that couldn't be sold for one reason or another. Like, they're really run down or they're out of style or whatever. So I would pretty much just forget about seller financing. Stephen, you have something?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's another issue that we need to discuss. I think we're running out of time in this segment. But the benefits of new versus pre-owned yachts. This is a pretty big subject, and I think it needs to be clearly understood in terms of what the benefits and the pitfalls are of new versus pre-owned.
Yeah, and this is something that can take quite a while to discuss. And so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to talk about the benefits of new versus pre-owned. This is Gary Fretz, and you are listening to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle, only on the Overseas Radio Network.